The Moon and Sixpence, Volume 53, Chapter 3. He smiled maliciously at Tierra, and with lamentations, she told us again the story of how at the sale of Strickland's effects she had neglected the pictures, but bought an American stove for 27 francs. "Have you the pictures still?" I asked it. "Yes, I am keeping them till my daughter is of marriageable age, and then I shall sell them. They will be her dot." Then he went on,with the account of his visit to Strickland. I shall never forget the evening I spent with him. I had not intended to stay more than an hour, but he insisted that I should spend the night. I hesitated, for I confess I did not much like the look of the mat on which he proposed that I should sleep, but I shrugged my shoulders. When I was building my house in the Pomatis, I had slept out for weeks on a harder bed than that,with nothing to shelter me but wide shrubs. And as for vermin, my tough skin should be proof against their malice. We went down to the stream to bath while Ada was preparing the dinner. And after we had eaten it, we sat on the veranda. We smoked and chatted. The young man had a concertina, and he played the tunes popular on the music halls a dozen years before. They sounded strangely in the tropical night thousands of miles from civilization.I asked Strickland if it did not irk him to live in that promiscuity. "No," he said. He liked to have his models under his hand. Presently, after loud yawning, the natives went away to sleep, and Strickland and I were left alone. I cannot describe to you the intense silence of the night. On my island in the Pomatis, there is never at night the complete stillness that there was here.There is the rustle of the myriad animals on the beach, all the little shelled things that crawl about ceaselessly, and there is the noise scurrying of the land crabs. Now and then in the lagoon you hear the leaping of a fish, and sometimes a hurried noisy splashing as a brown shark sends all the other fish scampering for their lives. And above all, ceaseless like time, is the dull roar of the breakers on the reef. But here,There was not a sound, and the air was scented with the white flowers of the night. It was a night so beautiful that your soul seemed hardly able to bear the prison of the body. You felt that it was ready to be wafted away on the immaterial air, and death bore all the aspect of a beloved friend.